An explosion shook Cleveland volcano in the East Central Aleutians just after 8 o'clock this morning. It's the volcano's first explosion since November. From KUCB in Unalaska, John Ryan reports.
Clouds and fog were blocking the satellite and webcam views of the volcano this morning, so it was hard for scientists to tell how much ash the Cleveland volcano had belched out. Christy Wallace is with the Alaska Volcano Observatory in Anchorage.
We aren't certain whether or not a significant ash cloud was produced. Likely not, mostly because it was short duration.
The National Weather Service put out an alert on the possibility of an ash cloud heading to the north and east, likely below 20,000 feet altitude. Grant Aviation canceled today's flight from Unalaska to Nikolsky, at first because of fog and then due to the risk of volcanic ash. The Volcano Observatory raised the alert level for Cleveland Volcano from yellow to orange. That means an eruption is underway with only minor ash emissions. By Tuesday afternoon, skies cleared enough to show the mile-high volcano had a light dusting of ash on its upper 300 feet or so. Christy Wallace says the crater was only lightly steaming by the afternoon.
This is pretty common for this volcano. There's just some small explosions. Typically, you have one explosion and maybe nothing for months. Sometimes we have maybe a couple over a week-long period, so we'll just sort of wait and see.
Since its last major eruption in 2001, Cleveland has been active occasionally, with small lava flows and ash clouds generally staying below 20,000 feet. In Unalaska, I'm John Ryan.